This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wemugovera kubvumbi 21, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Nemari dzinhu dzatinoona shoma-shoma, munhu onzi akwanisa abvise dhora rekupundukira kune vanhu vakuda kuzviita zvinhu zvavo voluntarily, vakadhisaidha vega kuti ivo vanoda kuita 1 million nemari. That is very unfair. Saka tiri kuti kunhengo dzedu havafaniri kubvuma kuchiisirwa kusvika ipapo.
Sangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti varairidzi nevamwe vanhu kumaruwa vave kumanikidzwa kubhadhara mari dzekutsigira kuratidzira kuruda kuitwa nevechidiki veZANU PF.
Zvatinoziva ndezvekuti inzira yokutora mari yevashandi yokweredheswa vanhu vanotozivikana kuti vanhu vakatovhara mabhanga akawanda.
ZCTU yoshora kuumbwa kwebhanga neNASA. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Sangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti kwaberekera hingwe kumaruwa sezvo varayiridzi nevamwe vanhuwo zvavo vave kumanikidzwa kubhadhara mari dzekutsigira kuratidzira kuruda kuitwa nevechidiki veZANU PF musi wa25 kubvumbi. Kuratidzira uku kunonzi kwakanangana nekuda kuratidza kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vane rutsigiro rwakasimba. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata munyori mukuru weRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaColin Keche.
Mashoko iwaya tiri kutoacolletawo from mastructures edu ari madifferent provinces.
Vanhu vari kunzi vabhadhare mari yakawanda zvakadii?
Zviri kurenja from madistricts akasiyana-siyana. Mamwe atanzwa so far, kune vamwe vari kunzi bhadhara as much as $5, vamwe vari kunzi $1, vamwe mukuru muri kunziwo chi $2.
Mari idzi dzine padziri kunyorwa here pane mareceipt kana kuti dzirungobhadharwa? Ndiani ani vari kutora mari dzacho?
Normally inongori instruction inongoiswa kuna head ka. Then head ndiyo collector mari idzo dzokuchii kumatichas ake. Saka hapana painoreceiptwa as such.
Saka imi muri kutiwo kudii kune nhengo dzenyu?
Isusu tiri kuti kune nhengo dzedu kusapota bato. It's a personal choice. Hapana munhu anofanira kumanikidzwa kuti anhengigiri mari dzatiri kuwana idzi imari shoma-shoma. Zvokuti tisu the lowest paid civil servant in the country. Saka nemari idzodzo dzatinowana shoma-shoma, munhu onzi akwanisa abvise dhora rekukondubira kune vanhu vakuda kuzviita zvinhu zvavo voluntarily, vakadhisaidha vega kuti ivo vanoda kuita 1 million nemari. That is very unfair. Saka tiri kuti kunhengo dzedu havafaniri kubvuma kuchiisidzirwa kusvika ipapo.
Munyori mukuru wesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaColin Keche vari parunare muchinoi. Asi sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorerekera, tabatawo vanoona nezvekubatwa kwehomwe musangano reZANU PF Youth League vatongai Kasukuwere, avo varamba kuti vanhu vari kumanikidzwa kubhadhara mari.
Haisi chinhu chehurumende, chinhu chiri kuitwa nemusangano weZANU PF. Inini kuZANU PF Youth League ndiri Secretary for Finance weYouth League. Ndinopedza gore rese tichiita kureiza maresources. Tiri vanhu vanokwanisa kuita self-funding kuita maprograms edu. Tine vanhu musangano medu, mafarmers, tine vanhu vanoita zvemabhizinisi.
Vatongai Kasukuwere ndiwo munyori anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemari muZANU PF Youth League. Vanga vari parunare muHarare. Sangano revashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions riri kushora zvikuru sangano reNational Social Security Authority kana kuti NASA nekuvamba bhanga rinonzi NASA National Building Society. Banga iri rakaparurwa vhiki rino nemusi wechitatu. Gurukota rinoona nezvevashandi, amai Priska Mupfumira, vakati mari yakaomba banga iri yakabva mumari dzemudyandigere dzeNational Pension Scheme. Banga iri riri pakarigamombe center. Asi munyori mukuru weZCT Yuva Jafet Moyo vanoti vashandi havana kusumwa nezvebanga iri uye kurivamba kusungirira mari pagumbo rengwe.
Hapana zviri kutaurwa, tinongoverenga sezvamuri kuverenga nemi kuti vice president ndiyo yekutanga okuvhura akaunti ikoko. Hatizivi kuti aisa mari pabhanga iroro. Pane maclients mangani kuvhura maaccounts pabhanga iroro. Asi zvatinoziva ndezvekuti inzira yokutora mari yevashandi yokweredheswa vanhu. Vanotozivikana kuti vanhu vakatovhara mabhanga akawanda. Inzira yokutora mari dzevashandi vachikweredhana ivo vega hama neshamari dzavo nevemusangano. Tiri kuona kuti nekufamba kwenguva vachabuda kumabasa vachienda kuzororo vanogona kutoishaya mari yokumujandigere nenyaya yekuti mari inenge yakatobiwa yese. Saka bhanga iri takagara tisingawirirani nazvo. Hatipo sevashandi pabhodhi iri kutarisa kurana kwebhanga iroro. Hatina kumbobvira takokwa, tanyora matsamba kuti tinota kurepresentwa pabhanga iroro. Hapana zvatanzwa kana kupindurwa.
Saka pane urongwa here hwekuenda kumatare vamoyo kana muchiti hamusi kukwanisa kuti munge muchiendesa nhengo yenyu kubhodhi sezvinodiwa nemutemo?
Inyaya tiri kuiongorora kuti pavakati kuno minista achiisa bhodhi rebhengi iroro ndeupi mutemo akaushandisa. Tine nzira ipi isisu kuti tikwanise kuva tichipinda ipapo? Tinobvumidzwa mutemo here uri kutirambidza kana kuti ndizvo zvavakadecida vari vega? Kana tingaona pane mukana kuti pane mutemo wachorwa, yes, tinogona kuenda kumadare.
Munyori mukuru weZCT Yuva Jafet Moyo vari parunare muHarare. Chirongwa chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kumaruwa. Nhasi tiri kuenda kwamutoko kumashonaland east, uko tiri kuita hurukuro navamapengo mapango nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu munharaunda yavo. Tatanga kuvabvunza nezvechikafu.
Kuno kwamutoko kwatiri mukoma blessing, chikuru chandingada kutaura ndechekuti gore rino hakuna kunaya mvura. Ende zvakusina kunaya mvura kune nzara. Mombe dzina yekumwa deni vanhu hakuna chikafu. Saka chibage chiri kuuya chatiri kuona chiri kupiwa nehurumende. Chiri kunzi vanhu anzi vanorwara here, but the rest vamwe vese havana chinhu chavari kuita, havana chinhu chavari kuwana. Ndo mamirira zvakaita momenti.
Saka ivo vasiri kupiwa chibage chacho iko kusina chekudya, vari kurarama nei?
Goma blessing vanhu vakaomerwa because one vanhu havana mabasa. Ndoona like muno mamutoko mucenter muno vamwe vanhu vatembenge vanhu vechirumende varombotraya kana kuforoma zvidhinha. Then like kumakwari makwari mazhinji anenge akapera kuvharavhara, vamwe vakutongorora maivhe neutoti yavo.
Saka ivo vari kuita zveumbavha ava hakuna here nyaya dzekupondwa pondwa kwevanhu dzatiri kudzwawo dziri kutaurwa mune dzimwe nzvimbo?
Zvekupondwa hazvo zvinenge zvishoma.
Ko vari kuti iwo kudii vanhu nenyaya dzemabond notes ari kunzi nehurumende arida kuzoparurwa?
Vanhu havasi redi kumagashira because zvinhu zvavakambosangana nazvo kumashuro uku. Saka vari kuona kunge inogona kunge iri back door yekuda kudzora futi mazim dollar kuvanhu.
Mugari wekwamutoko vamapengo mapango vari parunare kumutoko center.
We love y'all.
Saverio.
Yeah.
It's a precious.
Now we shift to y'all.
My Isabel.
Yeah, bro.
Na father, my sister. Na father, munu wese, my sweeter. Doro tadira basita, father, bariba zita, father, kana my ancestors. Yeah. Waya, waya.
inini ndinoitwa Shiltoman aka Romeo Anthony the Dancer Father makatirira Studio 7.
Yashika nguwa yekuti tichimboenda kuchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi. Chirongwa ichi tinochipakurirwa naMarvelous Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ndino kuchingamidza ine mufaro vatereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nasi taita rumbo rakanaka kunge tine hurukuro nemunyori mukuru musangano reWomen of Dominion iro richange rine mubatanidzwa wezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana zvinosanganisirawo vamwe vari kubva kuZimbabwe uko vachange vaine mubatanidzwa unobatanidza madzimai anopinda svondo dzakasiyana siyana kuDelaware kubva musi waJune 16 kusvika musi waJune 19. Tino kuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu amai Makai.
Tinotenda zvikuru gore rino tiri kusangana kupemberera zvakare gore rechishanu kubva takatanga musangano weWomen of Dominion. Ndogore ratiri kupemberera kuti takwanisa kuramba takabata namadzimai eZimbabwe for 5 years tichisangana kubva kumastates akasiyana siyana. Takatangira kuIndiana tikaenda ku Dallas, Texas, tikaenda kuOhio, saka tikaenda zvakare kuMaryland, zvinota kuenda kuPennsylvania. Saka tiri kutenderera mastates ese ari muno muAmerica tichikurudzira madzimai eZimbabwe kusangana pamwe chete nesu.
Dingindira regore rino nderekuti chii pamusangano mukuru uyu?
Rinonzi Showers of Blessing kureva kuti makomborero kana maropafadzo mazhinji. Asi tiine dingindira iroro tiri kuti makomborero Mwari tipei, makomborero akawanda. Tipeiwo Mwari zvokuti tikwanise kubatsira nyika yedu yeZimbabwe, tikwanise kubatsira mhuri dzedu. Tiri kunamatira makomborero kuti aburutswe naMwari.
Vangange vachida kuuya kumusangano uyu weWomen of Dominion vanokwanisa kukuwana ipapi?
Kana pane vanenge vachida kuuya vanoenda pawebsite yedu inonzi www.womenofdominioninternational.org. Vakaenda pawebsite yedu iyoyi vachawana information yese yavari kuda.
Pane zvimwe zvidobi zvingatarisirwe here nevachange vachiuya kumusangano uyu weWomen of Dominion?
Gore rino zvakawanda zvatinazvo nevanakana vari kuuya gore rino kuzozviratidza nekuzvipa kunana mai kuti tauya tiri muno takazvarirwa muno muAmerica. Asi tinodawo kudzidza tsika dzedu nemagariro edu ekuZimbabwe. Chinhu chinokosha hatisati tambova nebato revana vana vasikana ratinaro gore rino. Saka chinoda kukurudzira vana mai vese vekuZimbabwe vane vana vavo vasikana kuti ngatikwanisei kuvanyengetedza tivakurudzire vauye kumusangano iwoyu kuti tiedze kuinkareja vana vedu kuvakurudzira kuti tinodada nenyika yedu.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai amai Rebecca Makai, avo vanova ivo munyori mukuru musangano reWomen of Dominion.
Maita enyu muzvari Marvelous, tinotenda chikukumbira kuti vose madzimai eZimbabwe vari muno muAmerica ngatisimukei tisunge mabhegi edu tiuye kumusangano.
Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Tinotenda Marvelous.
Zvokonzeresa nekutwana kutsvaka kurarama. Enda kutsvaka kurarama ikonomi yedu hamuna mari. Nekuna mari aberekawo havasi kuwana masalari. Vasi kuwana masalari asi vari kufunga kuti vararame. Saka vari kushandisiwa nevanhu vanenge vane mari.
Mangwana muchirongwa chedu cheYouth Forum tine hurukuro navamakomborero aruziveshe vanova munyori mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe National Students Union nemashoko ekuti chirwere chemukondombera cheHIV chiri kupararira paUniversity of Zimbabwe. Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichienda kuna Jonga Kandemiri achitipa chirongwa Upenyu Hwedu, Our Lives.
Ndinokutambirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu Upenyu Hwedu, umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvenzara inonzi yapfunya chisero mudunhu remudzi kumashandaland east uko vanhu vakawanda vari kunzi vave kurarama nekungodya chikafu kamwe chete pazuva kana kutochishayiwa muhurukuro yedu tine mugari wekumudzi west vajoseph manemwe tinogamuchira here mufaro pastudio 7 vamanemwe nyaya yenzara yakamirawo sei mumudzi west
Mumudzi wese vajonga nzara hatina kukohwa inzara chaiyo yekuti vanga vachitibatsirawo vanasaura vedu weworo divisheni vakatibatsirawo pafomandi dzapfuura kwete tose vaingodotserawo wavaikwanisa asi kuti programu yavo yanga iriyo fomandi last year vakapedza mwedzi waperau saka hapana chotiri kubatsirikana nacho vajonga hatina mvura yokunwa vamwarufu kuraka dhemu mvura iri kunhuhwa iri muya nomombe dzichishotera vamwe vari kuenda pakufukura tichingofukurwa mvura yakatsukuruka kunge maorenji chaiwo vajonga
ko chikafu chiri kupiwa cherubatsiro muri kukwanisa here kuchiwana
chikafu chorubatsiro change chichimbopiwa vamwe neorofeya chakavharwa vatisiri kutambira hatisi kutochiwana
saka vanhu vari kurarama nei zvamuri kutaura kuti hamusi kupiwa rubatsiro yezvino izvi uye hamuna kukohwa
kurarama kuri kuitika ndekwekutiwo vanenge vaendawo kumapurazi zvakaita kwana mutokoko vachishandawo vachinotengawo nomari dzavo iwewo kana akowanisawo kapasa kumaricho ndopaunotozowana kamukana vajonga kuti uwanewo kurarama nekutengesawo zvipfuyo izvozvo atiwozvipo hazvina utano zvekare nokuti chikafu chishoma
saka zvipfuyo zviri kutengeswa nemari iyi vamanemwe
zvipfuyo vajonga zvakungotiwa mwavakungoti $100 kuti angoone kubatsirikana vanhu vanenge vachitakisirawo mari iri pamusoro asi sokuderera kwaita zvipfuyo hazvitokodzere kuti uti 200 mombe kwautongoto kana mavirirana pamune mavirirana 100 zvichitobvika
saka imi savamanemwe nemhuri muri kurarama nekudya chii muri kurima here zvemumagadheni nezvimwe zvakadaro
mumagadheni hamuna mvura yajonga kana matimu hamuna mvura makapinda mvura kunze kwekuti tinotumwawo twakazoti mvura yokupedzesera kunaya kwegore rino yakanayoyo tuberero twatakadyara panodee rimwe ratinoti bupwe rinomerawo musango ndiwowo muriwo muri utodetsekana nevanhu vavari kuno nerumi vamwe vanoti nyevhe
ko vana vechikoro vachiri kukwanisa kuenda kuchikoro here
vana vari kuenda kuchikoro asi pano dambudziko zvokuti panewo madhona vanenge vari kubetsera nochikafu kuti vana vapote vachipuwa maheu pasekendari nopapuraimari
haiwa maita basa vamanemwe nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
maita yajonga
manga makateerera kune mugari wekumudzi west vajoseph manemwe muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwedu chirongwa ichi munochipiwa neni wenyu jonga kandemiiri ndiri muwashington dc ndichiti ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya ndekusiyai mwaka blessing zulu
tinotenda jonga munhau dzemitambo tombotarisa mitambo yenhabvu iri kumangwana mumakwikwi ecastle premier soccer league mutare city rovers iri kutamba nechicken inn kusakubva triangle ichitamba nebulawayo city kugibbo stadium wange ichitamba nehaumine kucolliery kochitiwo highlanders ichitamba neharare city kubabafield stadium sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare sangano rerural teachers union of zimbabwe rinoti vairayiridzi nevamwe vanhu kumaruwa vave kumanikidzwa kubhadhara mari dzekutsigira kuratidzira kuruda kuitwa nevechidiki vezanu pf zctu yoshora kuumbwa kwebhanga nenasa tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu blessing zulu ndokusiyai mina gibbs dube munhau dzechirungu
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, May 21st, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. A Mandela Washington fellow says Zimbabwe should invest heavily in solar energy.
Despite the fact that we're going to learn a lot of tricks about running a successful business, I feel like I'm going to get the opportunity to have exposure to solar businesses in America.
Some Zimbabweans are worried about the work of the Human Rights Commission. And as usual, we'll focus on women's issues. Stay tuned. A Mandela Washington fellow, Mehluli Dube, says Zimbabwe should invest heavily in solar energy to tackle its long-running electricity shortages. Mr. Dube, founder of a company called SolarTech Africa, says he's happy to be among 60 Zimbabwean youths headed for the United States next month to pursue business and leadership studies under the fellowship program. Dube will be stationed at Rutgers University in New Jersey. He talks to Studio 7 reporter Ntukamili Gomo.
I'm actually happy to be one of the members who have been selected for the YALI 2016. I think that's one of the great opportunities in my life and in this chain of business. I think I'm quite happy about it.
How do you think this fellowship will help you advance your work?
Despite the fact that we're going to learn a lot of tricks about running a successful business, I feel like I'm going to get the opportunity to have exposure to solar businesses in America. Most of the successful solar companies or solar businesses, you find them in America, even though they are there in other countries. But the ones that I look up to, in America, probably that's when I will also get an opportunity to see firsthand how they do their things and what they have actually done on the ground.
And which ones are these?
I would name Solar City, San Edison, but the one that I admire the most is Solar City. They've done quite a good job.
Tell us about your company. When was it founded and how is it doing?
SolarTech Africa was launched in March 2014. I would say that at first we invested quite a lot in trying to educate people about solar. Just a few people really appreciate how solar works or the benefits of going solar. But you'll find that the majority of the people, they didn't fully understand exactly the benefits that can be derived from using solar. So we had to actually invest a lot of money getting to educate people instead of marketing to sell. So now we are in that stage of actually saying that almost a good number of people do understand exactly what the benefits of solar are. We are now trying to get them to use solar, which means we are now trying to get them to buy our solar systems. So I wouldn't really be quick to judge whether we are doing well or what, but I hope we'll be doing well, given the fact that electricity is a big problem, not only in Zimbabwe, but Africa in general. And we need it, and we need it like yesterday. So the most convenient way to get more people to have access to electricity is to go solar.
Mandela Washington fellow Mehluli Dube on the line with reporter Ntukamili Gomo from Australia. Some Zimbabweans say the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission has to publicize itself more to ordinary people so that it can be able to fulfill its mandate of promoting, protecting and enforcing human rights in the country. Our correspondent Daura Eshaba reports.
Some local residents who spoke to Studio 7 during a roadshow conducted by the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission at Sexile Shopping Center in the Nkulumane High Density Suburb said they were not aware of the existence of the commission and that it needed to do more in order to be able to carry out its work. One of the locals who owns a commuter omnibus and only identified himself as Moyo said police on the country's roads appear to be violating people's rights. Moyo said ZHRC needs to teach ordinary people more about such issues.
You go to a roadblock. You are taught of something that you never knew about, and you are taught that this is a crime. We are now impounding your car. Then I have to foot all the bills. My car is impounded. There are cars, those cars that they hire to take your car, you have to pay them. But I wouldn't have agreed. So I think the Human Rights Commission, maybe they should be more effective in teaching people in the public.
Another resident, Shadrach Chinembiri, said the publicity campaign is welcome and noted that the commission should not use the promotion as a bid to get more funding without offering relevant help to ordinary people.
On the other side, I can say yes, it's of much benefit because it makes people know of them. But now, my worry is, after being known, is it of any benefit to the ordinary person, or they want to be known for their own benefit, such that they will get more funding from their donors?
ZHRC is carrying out the campaign dubbed Taking Human Rights to the People in collaboration with the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association, the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights, and the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. ZHRC Commissioner Setule Moyo confirmed that the campaign was mooted after a survey showed that few people are aware of the commission's activities. She said the commission decided to collaborate with some organizations that are already involved in similar work in order to highlight its duties.
Did a baseline survey, and yes, some people didn't know us, so we felt that there is a need for us to go into communities so that people would then get to know about the commission and its mandate. We're an independent commission. We decide who we'll partner with. And at the end of the day, what we want is the promotion of human rights and the observance of human rights.
Kenya Shonai, a lawyer with the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, said although government has sometimes seen civic society organizations as intruding in the work of promoting human rights, it is imperative for such organizations to carry out such work in order to complement government efforts.
Government and quasi-government organizations are stakeholders in this whole human rights environment. So we cannot work separately. Of course, there are certain areas where the government or its arms might feel that, the civic society organizations are actually intruding. But we'll be doing our work as mandated by our constitutions.
The publicity campaign, which has already been carried out in Harare, will move to Mapisa in Matabele and South Smatobo district at the end of the week and Binga next month. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shala.
Don't forget the Girls and Youth Development Show with Nyaratso Mashao Mombe. We'll give you what you want next week. Don't miss it. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Ethiopia is facing the worst drought the country has experienced in half a century. Triggered by El Nino, the drought follows two consecutive poor harvests, a disaster in this country of 90 million people, where the vast majority subsist on rain-dependent agriculture. In the worst-hit areas, the drought has killed nearly all crops. Failed crops means little food for people and no fodder for livestock, causing cattle to die by the hundreds of thousands. And then in April, torrential rains began to drench the cement-hard soil of the parched Ethiopian countryside, causing flooding and displacing thousands of people. Today, some 10 to 20 million Ethiopians are in need of aid. An estimated 435,000 children need treatment for severe acute malnutrition, and up to 2.5 million children, pregnant women, and nursing mothers are in need of supplementary feeding. The United States announced that it is adding $128 million to the more than $570 million we have already delivered to Ethiopia, said Acting Assistant Administrator for the Bureau of Democracy, Conflict, and Humanitarian Affairs, Thomas Stahl. This new funding underscores the United States' commitment to working with Ethiopia to prevent this drought from becoming a humanitarian catastrophe, he said. The funds will provide fundamental humanitarian aid, including relief, food assistance, safe drinking water, malnutrition treatment, mobile health teams, and seeds for planting. This contribution supports the food requirement needed for the next 3 critical months. But so much more is needed. Ethiopia has requested aid to the tune of $1.4 billion. The United States is delivering vitally important humanitarian aid to the Ethiopian people, and we call on our friends and partners to join us in alleviating this potential humanitarian disaster.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And as usual, it's now time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we're gladly joined by the Secretary General of Women of Dominion International, Mrs. Rebecca Makai, who will be speaking with us about the 5th annual Women of Dominion Conference that will be held in Delaware here in America next month from the 16th to the 19th. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mrs. Makai.
Thank you, Marvelous. God bless you.
Tell us about your conference. How are the preparations so far?
This is our 5th year. We are celebrating 5 years since we started Women of Dominion, and we are really excited. We are celebrating women of Zimbabwe coming together. And as we are talking right now, there are so many issues on the table that needs awareness, drive to women of Zimbabwe, especially what is going on in our country. And we are expecting women from all over United States of America. We are also expecting women from Zimbabwe. We are also expecting women from outside United States of America, like UK, Australia, Canada.
What is your theme for this year?
The theme for this year is showers of blessing. That's the theme for this year. But this is what I believe, because of our theme, when we talk of showers of blessing, it's like a prayer that we are asking to have showers of blessing so that we will be able to use those blessings to bless our nation back home and change the lives of women here in America and back home. So showers of blessing is our prayer to God this year, 2016.
What is the importance of having such a gathering, especially bringing together women from the United States and all other diasporas and Zimbabwe?
Bringing women together like this helps us to empower each other, not to focus on ourselves and our families only, but to remove that selfishness and bring women together. This breaks the barriers of, I go to this church, I am a Catholic, I'm a Methodist, I am a Pentecostal. This conference breaks all those barriers. We are creating a new thing among Zimbabweans, and we are encouraging people to be kingdom-minded more than being just a religious person. So it is a forum whereby we empower Zimbabwean women to do more. As you know, we are right now, we have Women of Dominion, group of women who do projects for albinos in Zimbabwe, helping children who are in need right now. It's all emanating from this gathering of these women together. So we gather together to empower women of Zimbabwe, to encourage women of Zimbabwe to rise together, to be united and be one, to stand in the gap for our nation. As we gather together, we encourage people to say, we are Zimbabwe. Nobody is going to come from somewhere to build a nation of Zimbabwe. If we don't build it, nobody's going to do it.
Who are some of the speakers that your conference goers can look forward to that you're going to be featuring at this conference?
Our main speaker is Pastor Rudo Rwizi. She is an overseer, a seasoned woman of God who has been in ministry for a very long time. Rudo Rwizi, she comes from Forward in Faith Ministries, and she is a teacher of the word. And she is a woman who has walked a long journey under the apostleship of the servant of God, Dr. E.H. Kuti. And she's going to be a speaker at this conference. And she talks at different forums right now. now as I talk to you. She's in London on Women Leadership Conference. She is a seasoned preacher and a speaker. So I encourage women to come. And we have women from all over who are going to be speaking. We have different ministries. And we also have Zimbabwean women who are in business who also be speaking. We have Zimbabwean women who have managed to break through in a lot of areas in America. And they are going to be speaking at this conference to encourage other women to say, we can do it. And yes, we can. So we have so many different speakers.
I know that on the sidelines of this conference, you often have some very interesting workshops. What do you have in store this year?
Yeah, it's very exciting because we have a workshop for daughters. Because right now we are talking about our daughters in Kuwait, and we have a workshop. We have daughters coming all the way from Chicago who will be talking about how to remain a Zimbabwean woman, is to equip these girls to be proud of their nation. And we are also going to have another group of workshops that will be teaching about marriages, how to keep our marriages together. We also have workshops that will be teaching about how to start businesses. We also have workshops that will be teaching about how to live a healthy life here in America and back home. We are also teaching about how to start non-profit organizations.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Mrs. Rebecca Makai, who is the Secretary General of Women of Dominion, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. I encourage all the women all over wishing to come from other nations to come and support the women of Zimbabwe on this conference that is being held from the 16th of June to the 19th of June. Please come and be part of this conference. It's going to be a blessing to you. God bless you.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Call Me Maybe, Here Is My Number. That is the music of Carly Rae Jepsen coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap today's top stories. A Mandela Washington fellow says Zimbabwe should invest heavily in solar energy. And some Zimbabweans are worried about the work of the Human Rights Commission. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 with Chris Gande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 womgqibelo omhlaka 21 kwenkwezi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kulandela ukuphiwa imvumo yokutshengisela ephiwe ibandla le-MDCT ngumthethwandaba, izakhamizi zakoBulawayo sezikhangelele olusihlanu oluzayo.
Engunanzelelayo kodwa ukuthi mhlawumbe ukutshengisela lokhu kungaphazamiswa ukuthi kungaphansi kwebandla lezokubusazwe elilodwa.
Abalimi bakhala ngokungaphiwa izikwelede zokusebenzisa ngamabhanga. Kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane labesifazane namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lwabesifazane abathenjiswa umsebenzi emazweni kodwa bethi befika baphathwe njengezigqili.
Bathi kulabanye abaseleyo kusabagcina kuma-underground abathela bevalele ezindlini besenzisa imisebenzi etshiyeneyo bengabhadali bengaphiwa eni mhlawulo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Kulandela ukuphiwa imvumo yokutshengisela okuphiwe ibandla le-MDCT ngumthethwandaba, izakhamizi zakoBulawayo sezikhangelele olwesihlanu oluzayo ngabomvu. Amapholisa abethe ukutshengisela lokhu okuzenzelwa koBulawayo kungaqhubekeli phambili ngoba izandla zabo ziyabe zigcwele, kodwa umthethwandaba wathi hatshi ibandla leli lilelungelo lokutshengisela ngeviki ezayo ngolwesihlanu. Injongo yokutshengisela lokhu yikunyamalala kwemali yamadayimana engaba yi-$15 billion, ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, lokonokala komnotho welizwe. Kodwa kuzaphathisana ukutshengisela lokhu. Lo ngumbuzo esiwethulele ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Nhlanhla Dube.
Kodwa sisiya ngembiko esiyitholayo ukuthi amapholisa athe esiyanile ukuthi aphe imvumo yokuthi ukutshengisa lokhu kwenzakale, abe-MDCT bayedinga imbono yenkantolo. Kwase kuthiwa amapholisa ayenze into engekho emthethweni, kungakho nje lokho kutshengisela kumele kwenzakale. Kumele ngaleyo ndlela sikubone kuyinto engenzakala. Kodwa mphosi seZimbabwe, okungumthetho lokwenzakalayo kungagcina kuyizinto ezingafaniyo, sesizalinda sibone sokwenzakele.
Yona injongo yokutshengisela njalo lezi fiso zalabo abafuna ukutshengisela, ubona ngani kuyamukelwa yini nguZulu wonke?
Udubo olungaba khona ikuthi nxa ukhangela isimo esiphakathi kwelizwe kakhesi, ngokuswelakala kwemisebenzi, ukuswelakala kwemali, ukuswelakala kwempilo nje epha abantu idlabuzani lekukhangelela ukuthi ikusasa yabo nabantu ababo ingabe iyikusasa elesithembiso, yinto eyenza abantu abaningi bakhonone. Ukusukhangela ukuthi ubugwelegwele ngesilungu abathi yi-corruption sokufike emqokeni emqongweni wophahla welizwe, unanzelele njalo ukuthi ngemva kokukhuluma kamongameli welizwe ukuthi kule 15 billion engabonakali ukuthi yayingena esambeni sikabani eyayivela ekugejweni kwama-diamonds, ukhangele ama-contraha awamathenda ayenzakalayo kubozesa lendaweni ezinjalo, uzananzelela ukuthi uZulu wonke uphatheke ngokuthi isimo selizwe kathesi kasisasihle, akasakhwabithi, njalo uZulu akasela kwesaba okuya ngaphi ukuthi akhonone. Engunanzelelayo kodwa ukuthi mhlawumbe ukutshengisela lokhu kungaphazamiswa ukuthi kungaphansi kwebandla lezokubusazwe elilodwa, ikanti uZulu mhlawumbe ubekhangelela ukuthi kumanyane nje kunguZulu abantu babe lelizwi abalikhuphayo ukwenzela ukuthi labo abababusayo lohulumende bananzelele ukuthi uZulu kasathokozeleli indlela into ezenziwa ngayo. Ngibone ngani mhlawumbe ukuba ngaphansi kwebandla elilodwa yikho okungaphazamisa mhlawumbe ukuthengiselela, kodwa njengoba kobulawayo kuyinziki ye-MDCT mhlawumbe lokho kuzakwenza ukuthi benelise ukuqoqa abantu abaningi ukuthi bangene ezitaladini batshengisele.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Nhlanhla Dube, ingcwethi yecubungula izombusazwe obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kulandela ukwabela uZulu umhlabathi nguhulumende ngomnyaka ka-2000, ilizwe selingelihlala lilendlala ngoba isivuno sesiphansi. Abalimi bathi abaphiwa izikwelede ngamabhanga okuza kwenza ukuthi ilizwe liqhubekele phambili lihlale lilendlala. Sixoxe lomunye umlimi umnumzana Themba Dlodlo ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Abalimi abaningi sonke nje abalimi singathi ngoba ungeke walima ngemali ephuma esikhwameni, so kwakuthanda uye uhambe uye ebhanga ebhenki uye kweboleka imali bese besithi wena silethe incwadi zakho ezitshengisela ukuthi iplazi leli ngelakho okuthiwa ngama-title deed ukwenzela ukuthi khona imali leyo sehluleke ukuyibhadala balakho ukulithengisa iplazi bathatha imali yayo. Khathesi amaplazi njengobana amaphepha wona lana ama-title deeds amabhenki awasawathathi ngoba sekulo mthetho ukuthi umhlaba sungokahulumende, uhulumende ngesonika abantu umhlaba. La maplazi wona lesasilawo esawathengayo thina asilaqiniso lokuthi kumi njani, kodwa la esawanikwayo lakho asilaqiniso ngoba kwesi sikhathi wawuzobethi baza kuthathela ngoba ngitho kubhaliwe ukuthi khona uhulumende angakuthathela iplazi vele nxa efuna. So akulaqiniso ukuthi kumuke ngaphi, akulabhenki ezavuma ukuthi ikuboleke imali futhi ngoba ule plazi ngoba ama-title deeds kasilawo ilo dubo olukhona.
Manje abalimi benza njani umuntu engelamali kakhulu nxa sikhangela ukuthi uyabe uphiwe iplazi elilama-hectares amaningi?
Akuleyo into ongayenza ngaphandle kokuthi nje kumelele ukuthi kumbe khonokho okulimayo kulokho sithi ungatholi imali inxa yokuthi unike umvuzo uyigcine uzame ukuthenga ezinye izinto nje ezincane uqalise phansi mbijane kuyakuthatha 10-20 years ukuze ume kuhle. Lakho nxa ukuyikuthi wenza iprofit anditsho khona phakathi eseZimbabwe imali iyashota akulamsebenzi abantu abathengi. Sasikudala sasilima izinto ezinjengamakhabithi amatamatisi sesayekela ngenxa yokuthi iprice yakhona etholakalayo incane kakhulu abantu abalamali. Umuntu sesidla itamatisi 1 endaweni yokuthi atshebise abantwana ngamatamatisi amaningi, imibhida eminingi, konke isitshebo sikube khona, but ngenxa yokuthi akula mali nxa engela abantwana abasebenza eGoli ngakala mali azayithola umuntu omdala ekhona utafita abantwana. So imali iyahlupha kakhulu eZimbabwe. Kulezi nsuku emabhenki khona kumele uthwela kuthiwa uthatha maximum $200 kwesinye isikhathi uthola abantu belayinile ebhenki kuthiwa akula mali simelele laba abadepositayo khona eyakuthi ngaba khona sizanikwa-ke, but abadepositayo balutshwana abasebenzi abantu.
Wona ama-title deeds nxa ungumuntu ozithengeleyo iplazi lakho awungeke wasebenzisa na ukudinga isikweletu?
Hayi, silawo silo ama-title deeds amaplazi ngidwala ngikhuluma amanye amaplazi sawanikwa sisengezelelwa nje ngenxa yokuthi kwakuveliswa lo mthetho wokuthi kuthathwa amaplazi, but amanye sawathenga kudala thina silawo ama-title deeds asihlezi ezindlini akula nto abayenzayo. Asingeke ungeke wahambe uye ebhenki ukuthi ufuna imali ngawo ngoba amabhanki ayasaba ukuthi iplazi wane lengxeke ungalithathelwa kusasa. So lingathathwa phela lisela okuthiwa i-value liyathengiselwa abantu nxa usulithathele wena ulesikwelede kuko khonapha.
Bona labo abaphiwayo amaplazi asethi waliphiwa iplazi ulakho yini ukuthi udinge imali nxa ufuna ukulima?
Angikholwa uyayidinga ngaphi ngaphandle kokuthi usebenza uhole leyo mali yakho eholileyo uyifake khona emasimini khonapha xa ufuna ukulima, ngoba siqiniswa kula bhenki engakweboleka imali kuleli lizwe akula. Bangathi bayakweboleka imali interest yakhona inkulu kakhulu, sanjabona interest yakhona inkulu kakhulu ukuthi khona uyabe ususebenzela ibhenki yona leyo.
Manje nxa sikhangele uhlelo lonalolo lukahulumende olokwaba umhlabathi singathi thina okwehlulayo ukuthi kulinywe ukudla okweneleyo kungakuyimali yona leyo na?
kumele sibe lama-tractor sikwazi ukulima njengakhathi ezindobana amanye ama-plazet mancana ngitho kutho ukuthi sesingalima sihlanyele even amabeli azadliwa zinkomo azadliwa ngabantu sihlanyele umumbu wabantu sihlanyele lo tshani benkomo sengezelele amadlelo enkomo zethu kodwa kwenzeke khonoko kade sihlezi nje sikhangele umelele ukuthi ungathengisa lezi nkomo inkomo phela zithengiswa kanye ngomnyaka.
Aloke ngumnumzana Themba Dlodlo umlimi besixoxa laye ecingweni ekobulawayo. Izakhamizi zedethe zithi sezivune izilimo emasimini zingakavuthwa ngoba sezithwele nzima ngenyamazana zendle ezonayo emasimini. Sixoxele sinye isakhamuzi umnumzana Stanley Torima ukuze sizwe kwenzakala kulumango.
So far kade kushuphi inyamazana indlovu yona lezi and njengoba ukwazi ukuthi sihlala duzane ne-Wangi National Parks izulwane lazo ziyakhe zihambe duzane nemizi la and sabe lokho kuhlala evalweni ngenxa yokuthi some time last year salahletshelwa lo mthwana e-next video ukuthi ecela umatshisa definitely washe watshaya lesilwane khonapho wahle wafa. So we are very concerned ukuthi ukuhlala kwethu duzane lenyamazana lokhu heyi asihlali kuhle
khona emasimini. Kunjani sizwa kuthiwa abanye bagcine sebevuna khona kungakavuthwa?
Ya bacine sebevuna kungakavuthwa ngenxa yokuthi uyazi esisikhathi even ungatshaya amagaba njani indlovu nxa sifuna ukufosha vele iyafosha even ungawukhona ngakho lako futhi abanye labana bayese babengalimanga kakhulu emasimini abo bayekhela lazo iy'nkomo zenza njani amini zingena so people were forced ukuthi ezinye izinto sese-green bezikhuphe emasimini. I think ngikhuluma so namhlanje angiboni ukuthi kusasa kulo muntu uyabe seselelo lutho lusemasimini. I think bazama ukukhipha konke namhlanje ngenxa yakhonoko ukuthi inyamazana zeganga lazo ziyahlupha inkomo abantu bayaziyekhela zingena emasimini abanye.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Stanley Torima isakhamuzi sedethe ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekhona le edethe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930 12080 la ku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Okwamanje ke sengilichiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba zabesifazane.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Lamuhla sihlaziya udaba lwabesifazana abathenjiswa imisebenzi elizweni leKuwait kodwa befike bephathwe njengezigqili kulelo lizwe. Sixoxa lonkosazana Dorcas Sibanda omela iBulawayo Central edalele parliament. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga. Udaba lolo olwabesifazana abaz kwenimshansha baya eKuwait. So kukhulunyiwe ephalamende ngama-members of parliament kakhulu abangomama bekhuluma beyi-women caucus. Bamuva ne-motion engingathi bakufakela kuma odaphepha ukuthi baxoxe ngakho. Wonke umuntu eParliament angenele udaba lolo bakhulume ngakho. Kodwa mina lapha ngiyakhuluma ngombono wami mina ngingu-Dorcas Sibanda ngimelele iBulawayo Central Constituency. Bukazili la kulezi zathu ezenze labo bantwana bavule ngoba thina siyazi ukuthi vele homisefu ngesilungu. Kodwa kube lezi zathu ezibenza baphume elizweni besiye phandle kwamanye amazwe besiyodinga esingathi ngama-greener pastures kwamanye amazwe. Uhulumende ngomlando wakhe ukuthi akhangele udaba lolu yena njenge-government acubunule indaba leyi amake sure ukuthi abantwana bona ababahambayo ngalo babuya back ekhaya. Siyakwazi ukuthi abanye babuyile but kunabanye abaseleyo kuthi abagcina kuma-underground abatshona bevalelwe ezindlini besenzisa imisebenzi etshiyeneyo bengabhadali bengaphiwa emi mhlawulo. Uhulumende ne-embasi yakhona ngale ko-Kuwait kababona ukuthi bathenga ama-etiquette into badinga indlela yokuthi bathole imali bagadise abantwana bonabo bephenduke eZimbabwe la. Njalo nxabe besenza njalo bakhangele ukuthi kade vele abantwana bonabo besuka lapha babesuka lapha bencediswa ngubani, kwakuhambe njani, bahanjiswa ngubani. Kwathiwani nxa kuyikuthi kakwenzwanga ngendlela eqondileyo enalowo wakwenzayo kumele ajeziswe. Xa sikhangela kakhulu izikhathi eziningi abantwana bayaphuma khonapho sababona ye babe besiye eGoli abanye besiye eBotswana abanye besiye eZambia besiye emazweni la asedude. Izikhathi eziningi abantwana babe bedinga imisebenzi. Umlando kahulumende njalo yona leyo yokuthi i-million jobs le ayikhulumayo ukuthi sine million jobs, i-million jobs leyo ayikhuluma ukuthi izatholakala eKuwait, i-million jobs leyo okwathiwa izatholakala eGoli. Imisebenzi kahulumende, umlando kahulumende nalo ukuthi kube le misebenzi kwenzela ukuthi abantwana bengahlupheki. Ndikukhangela kakhulu izikhathi eziningi kusiba le ndaba ezinjalo. Kuhlupheka kakhulu abantwana abangamankazana, kuhlupheka kakhulu omama nabezimuli abaseleyo khathesi nxa besize izindaba zonezo babambele amathumbu ezanje.
Ye kodwa
urhulumende kaboni imizamo ekadinge lawo ma-thousands agadise abantwana bephenduke la.
Kodwa lawo amantombazana labesifazana singabaxwayisa sithini ngalolu daba ukuthi bengazizwa bebizwa ukuthi bebuye kulo msebenzi kumele besukumele phezulu yini?
Kubabili, nxa sikhuluma nge-poverty sikhuluma ngokuthi akulalutho elizweni. Abantu abalamisebenzi, ukuze uhlale endlini kuyafunakala ukudla, kufunakala irenti, kufunakala ukuthi ugqoke. Kuyizikhathi eziningi abantu bacina bethaphatheka bephuma nje elizweni bedinga ukungabasiza. Kunormal khonoko ukuthi abantwana bengezwa kuthiwa kule misebenzi ngabe bayagijima bedinga umsebenzi ngoba laselizweni akula msebenzi. Laba baqeda u-form four baqedele ukuthi bethengise ama-gift card, kumbe beqedele ukuthi bethengise amabhanana, badala u-form six batshona behlezi ezinjini, bevele eyunivesithi batshona behlezi ezinjini behlala emabridgini beqoxa ungangalizeli yethona. Kunxabe size umsebenzi thambe bese siyakwazi abantu bezimbabwe basebenza nje. Abantu bezimbabwe they are hard workers. Kunxabe size umsebenzi bayaphuma begijini besiyedinga imisebenzi.
Kule minye yini imizamo eliyenzayo ngalolu daba njengamalunga edalela ephalamende kumbe njenge-women's caucus?
Udaba lolu sizaqhubeka siya phambili, siyayibisa imotion back ku-order paper. Sizakhuluma ngalo udaba lolu sibe nama-resolutions engingeke siwakhulume khathesi kodwa akhona ama-resolutions esizakhuluma thina njenge-women's caucus sivumelane ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana basiza kahle. Asisoze siphonge ukuthula, kasisoze sikuyekele nje kuphela kunjalo. Hhayi, lathi sizake sime lathi sisirunde ngabomama abamelele omama amalungelo abomama kuze kulunge.
Hhayi, kuyezwakala. Sibongile ukuxoxa lawe kuhlela.
Hhayi, ngiyabonga.
Abalaleli bekuyingxoxo loNkosazana Dorcas Sibanda omela iBulawayo Central edalela ePhalamende. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Hayi, siyabonga ke Sithandekile, ubelela ngelihle njalo sitsheleke labalaleli ukubana lilalele uhlelo lunye kuvikezayo. Isikhathi kasavuma ukuthi siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singake hlukani kesikhangele ebezikhokhela. Kulandela ukuphiwa imvumo yokutshengisela okuphiwe ibandla le-MDCT ngumthethwandaba, izakhamizi zakoBulawayo sezikhangelele olwesihlanu oluzayo ngabomvu. Abalimi bakhala ngokungaphiwa izikwelede zokusebenzisa ngamabhanga. Kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane labesifazane lamhlanje sizwe udaba lwabesifazane abathenjiswa umsebenzi emazweni afana labo Kuwait kodwa bagcine sebephathwa njengezigqili. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama lami ngoChris Gande, ngisithi lilale.
You have have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.